This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About half, give or take, of the big companies in China's Hubei province, where the COVID-19 outbreak started, of course, are back up and running. In the rest of the country, almost all big firms are open again. Small businesses, though, are still struggling. Best estimates are that about 40% of them are still closed. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak check in with a pork seller in Shanghai.
Ma Qiang chops pork ribs at the back of a tiny veggie shop where he sells meat. He's happy to be back in business. It's taken more than 5 weeks. First, he was trapped in his hometown in central Anhui province. Once the virus spread, there were travel restrictions. When he was finally allowed to leave, Ma Qiang returned to Shanghai, but he still couldn't open shop.
When I came back in February, I had to self-quarantine for 14 days.
He finally resumed operations at the start of this month, and business is picking up, even though pork prices have doubled since last year from the African swine fever. Ma Qiang says some customers are buying less, but not this man.
I buy as much pork as I want to eat, even if it's expensive.
He tells me his surname is Gao, then runs off to prepare lunch. Ma Qiang turns to serve another customer. The bulk of his business, though, was supplying restaurants. They ordered a lot of pork from him to serve during the Lunar New Year in January. They were going to pay him once the holidays were over.
They were fully booked, but then the COVID-19 virus spread. The government forced restaurants to close. If the outbreak had happened, say, 10 days later, they could have earned enough to survive for the year.
Most of his restaurant clients, he says, are looking for cash injection, while one has gone bankrupt.
The restaurants say I can take whatever meat and seafood are left in their freezers and sell them to my customers.
That will help him recover some of his costs, but not all. He expects to lose at least $14,000.
That's not a small sum. It's hard-earned money. Of course it hurts.
He says he will look for other restaurants to work with. More dining places are open in Shanghai. They're just not full because of social distancing measures and fear, like one of Ma Qiang's regular customers, Wu Lingmei. She says she used to eat out a lot with her family before the virus outbreak.
I don't go to restaurants anymore. Even if the government says it's safe, I won't go.
Since she only cooks at home, she insists on buying pork from Ma Qiang. He says loyal customers like her are what's keeping him in the game. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.